For how many of you is this your first State of the Company meeting? All right. Can anyone tell me, before we actually look at a video and talk about next year, what our number one goal is for 24?
Customer service.
There you go.
Yes.
What's your name? Okay, and how long have you been here?
18 years.
Oh, see, see, like,
hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Nordy Pod. I'm Pete Nordstrom, president of Nordstrom, and your host for this podcast. Join me as I take you on an honest, authentic journey through our company and introduce you to many of the fascinating people in my life, one episode at a time. In this episode, we're headed down to the San Francisco Bay Area to visit a few of our stores for a series of State of the Company meetings. Every year, our executive leaders travel across the country to host these town hall style meetings to connect with our people and to share some of our progress from last year and goals for the future. But really, the big payoff for me is getting a chance to be there with everybody on site and getting their feedback about what's working and what's not working. We learn a lot through this, and we roll it all up, and it creates a lot of focus on how we can improve collectively across the company. As we walk around, you'll hear the voice of Perry Sinai, our Senior Vice President of Stores for the Northwest region. She does a really great job of motivating the teams there and connecting the dots between corporate strategy and on-the-floor execution. Additionally, each year, groups of Nordstrom stores compete to win the coveted President's Cup. This is an award given to the stores that drove the highest percentage increase in sales volume within their goal group. For 2023, our teams at Hillsdale, Walnut Creek, Palo Alto, Corte Madera, and Valley Fair brought home the win in their goal group, which was markets with 4+ Nordstrom stores. We're excited to recognize and celebrate our 2023 President's Cup Award winners and share some of the conversations that we had around how to improve in 2024. So let's get into it.
Welcome, everyone, to our State of Company meeting and our President Cup celebration.
Special warm welcome. Thank you, Pete Nordstrom, for being here.
Are you guys ready? We won President's Cup!
All right, so in true fashion, how we start out, like to start off meetings is by making sure that we're reading a customer service letter. So I'm gonna go ahead and start reading this letter that came in. This customer said, "Hi, my name is Kristen. I've been a client of Joni Clark's for about 10 years. Joni is the reason I continue to shop exclusively at Nordstrom. Joni has been such a value add to my life, always going above and beyond to meet me in a pinch or save me with clothes for upcoming work or life events. The reason I wanted to write was over the past 2 weeks, Joni and Mila from Alterations completely went above and beyond. I had an upcoming trip that I was struggling to find clothes for, and Joni even came in, though she wasn't working, but changed her schedule to accommodate mine. I needed a complex alteration on a jacket, and the day I came to pick it up, I realized I made a mistake and was an entire day early. I couldn't easily come back later that day, and I needed it for a trip the next day. So Mila drove it to my house after she got off work and did it without hesitation and without asking me. She just wanted to make life easier and did so in such a pleasant way, and I truly believe it. It is service like this that reaffirms why I love Nordstrom so much." So round of applause for Mila and Joni. I know Mila's here, so if Mila can just stand and give a little wave. Appreciate you, Mila.
This customer wrote to me, "Hi, Aussie. My friends and I wanted to share a recent experience we had with one of your employees. Berkeley in TBD. Berkeley showed excellent customer service and went above and beyond the standards of customer care. Our friend has a 13-year-old girl who has recently been in the hospital care at Stanford to seek diagnosis. We all wanted to try to put a smile on our face with a care package that Berkeley helped us select and put together with many items from your entire store. And personally delivered it to hospital. Berkeley deserves some extra special recognitions for being awesome person and unbelievable retail service provider for Nordstrom. She made this experience lighter at a very heavy time. I'm positive that we will all be returning customers to shop in your store. Congratulations to Berkeley from our Women's Contemporary. Stand up, Berkeley. I know she's here this morning.
All right, so this letter here is very, very special. And it says, please accept this letter of resignation from my position as a salesperson. I've thoroughly enjoyed working at Nordstrom, will certainly miss my team. Prior to my first day working at Nordstrom, I will admit, I was not a Nordstrom customer. I had never once shopped here, honestly. However, being part of the Nordstrom family, I witnessed firsthand why our customers are Nordstrom customers. I'll never forget when I met Griselda's supervisor. I want to say her name is Perry. And she said to me, you know you're not selling shoes, right? You're giving them a feel-good moment. And for some people, you'll be like the therapist. That's when I knew I was in the right place on my journey. Now I fully understand why our people, both fellow employees and customers alike, are so passionate about Nordstrom. And I can now say I am a Nordstrom customer through and through. In the words of Mr. Blake Nordstrom, our business is about people. It's about relationships and trust. It's about the simple acts of a kindness. I fully believe that my experience working at Nordstrom has exemplified that truly. I cannot thank you enough. You added value to my life, and I will certainly take that with me no matter where I end up.
Without further ado, I'm really excited to introduce our guest speaker coming all the way from Seattle, but even more so, choosing to come to our store to do State of the Company, choosing to come and celebrate our President's Cup win, and really see and meet and walk with all of you. So Pete Nordstrom, thank you for being here.
Wow. Where'd you find that? Hey, keep playing that. Turn it up. Of course you guys all know this song because it's a monster hit. I actually play bass on this. All right, well that just made my day. That was good. For real, I play in a band. That was it. I don't know what else to say. I think meeting over. But it's really nice to be here, everybody. Zach's right. I did choose to come here. It's the one privilege I guess I get being a Nordstrom on the executive team is I get to choose which stores I want to go to for the State of the Company. And for me, there's a couple of factors. I want to go someplace maybe I haven't been in a while. And this checks that box in particular because we just spent $50 million remodeling it. So I'm not surprised you picked up 24% last year. You had a slight advantage. But that is not to take away from the fact that you guys are delivering here and it's great. And so I'm anxious to spend a little time when the meeting's over to walk around, but just coming in, it feels great to be here and it looks really good.
With that, let's get into Q&A. And so are we gonna run around with microphones and stuff? Okay, this will be exciting. All right, you kind of reluctantly raising your hand, but I'm gonna go right here. You don't have to stand up. And Perry's big on people standing up. That's, okay, I got it.
Hello, hi, I'm Sarah from the E-Bar. And my question today is, with you guys opening a lot of rack stores, have you ever considered bringing E-Bar, our restaurant, into the rack?
That seems like a popular idea. Yeah.
I want to be the first to come if you...
Okay. We've had them before, and that's when we used to have carts and stuff that we could do outside, but laws have changed over the years. They're much stricter about if you're serving food and stuff, the health regulations, making sure that's all safe. So the cart thing doesn't work anymore. So if you think about in a rack, they're super productive stores and they're not that big. So do we have the space to carve out in there to put a E-Bar in? At least at this point, we felt like we haven't, but
look, I think it's a good idea. And if we have the place where we could try it, I mean, that's one of the beauties of this company. If we've got 200 whatever rack stores, why don't we try a couple? We should. So I agree. I think it's a good idea.
You guys are into this stuff. This is good. All right. Right here. Oh, no, we got to go here. Sorry. Then we're going there. This is an active group right over here. You guys are into it.
This is beauty.
It's beauty. Okay. That explains it. Okay.
Hi, Jeanette from Beauty. My question is, will, as a company, look into doing possible workshops for aspiring leaders wanting to move down the pyramid into a corporate setting or a buying office setting?
Sure. I mean, you know, that stuff is probably best led and managed regionally than corporately. I mean, you guys know who you have in your stores and what people are interested in doing, but I mean, there's no impediment, I think, for us doing that. So I think it's a great idea.
We do have aspiring leaders, for sure.
That's a good one.
I think that's a good one, yes.
Okay, we'll come back here.
Hi, Pete. I'm Katie. I'm the area sales manager here in San Francisco. And I saw that there was a lot of hands here, that it's their first state of the company meeting. So what is your number one piece of advice for maybe somebody who's new to the company? Maybe they are newly in a new role, just something that you've learned over your years with the company.
Well, the stuff that I've learned are the things that kind of reaffirm the basic stuff that's probably not that sexy to everybody. But if you want to do well here, there's really no substitute for actually just doing your best and trying hard. Retail is a business of application and applying yourself to it and working at it. And there's no substitute for that. And if you're interested in having bigger jobs here, the best thing you can do is let the job you have today be your resume. Do a really good job in the job you're doing, and that's going to give you opportunity. So that would be my advice to people kind of looking to get ahead. And even if it's like you don't think you're going to have your lifelong career at Nordstrom, get the best and most out of it while you're here, because success at Nordstrom on your resume is going to look good for you in other places too. So, I mean, it sounds corny, but I mean, I talk to new people coming in all the time and they want to talk about their major and their grade point average. I said, I hate to break your heart, but no one's ever going to ask about that again. They're going to want to know about what you're working on, what you're doing, how you've impacted the business. And there really are no shortcuts to that. So that's my advice. Right here.
My name's Nick Ewan. I'm a native San Franciscan. I know that it's been a challenge to even run a business in the city these days. But I was wondering, is there a chance that Nordstrom's can open like a Nordstrom Rack in the county of San Francisco in the near future? Because there's such an opportunity. We hear from customers all the time, says, oh, I wish you guys were in San Francisco. I have to come all the way down here to shop. And I really see that, you know, I know that there's a lot of challenges in downtown San Francisco, but there are areas in San Francisco that could maybe use the Nordstrom Rack. I'm wondering if there are any plans to open Nordstrom Rack in San Francisco.
I don't know if there's any specific plans, but you're absolutely right. Perry and I had this exact conversation in the car ride here this morning. With a place like San Francisco, I think given that we have stuff like racks and locals, you can be a little more surgical about where you put it. Because to your point, I mean, operating downtown San Francisco, we can't do it. And we're not the only ones. No one can do it. It doesn't work for anyone. Everyone's just getting killed there. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was horrible having to close that store. It's startling for me to even get my head around, because it wasn't that many years ago. It was one of the absolute best stores in the company. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, until I think the conditions on the ground change a little bit, and I don't know what's going to happen in that immediate area, but I mean, our mind is always open to any ideas where we can do more business. And I think your point about maybe there's relative to some of the neighborhoods and there's places that we can be where it's healthier and better business, I think that's absolutely right. So, I mean, look at the fact that this group won the President's Cup collectively. And the Bay Area is a great market for us. We have really big market share here. Now it's like a big donut hole that we don't have something right there in the middle of the city. So things come around. There's cycles to it. There's no way they're going to allow San Francisco to just be a bleak wasteland forever. I mean, you know, people will step up and they'll make it better, and we'll be ready. And so I guess my answer to that is, again, we'll be opportunistic. If we can go in and do well, then of course we're interested. You should be like running for the city commerce.
No.
Chamber of Commerce. I mean, you're good at promoting San Francisco.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Back to the back.
Hi, I'm Rose from Logistics. I'm an assistant. I want to know, what is your vision for Nordstrom 25 years from now? Or you can make it 10.
I don't know. You know, I don't have a real specific view. It's really more of the spirit of intent and kind of how we philosophically have always run the business. And if you put the customer at the center of what you do and you do it well, there's always a place for what we do. But, you know, if you just looked at what's happened in the last 25 years, let's just think about that. 25 years ago, we just started in the online business, just started. I don't think there was any idea that it could be as big and impactful as it's been. I mean, remember we used to talk about maybe someday our online business will be our biggest store? Well, our biggest store, it's 40% of our business. It's billions of dollars. It's way past that. I mean, it's a big, big deal. So I don't know. I can't really predict, but I can tell you that I believe it's going to be a combination of physical assets and digital capabilities that all works together to make an ecosystem that's great for customers. That's the best mousetrap, and that's what we're pursuing. Yes, we're going back there.
Yeah, Stacy from Advanced Contemporary Collectors, and I just want to know what your favorite part of your job is.
I've got a pretty good job, and there's a lot I enjoy about my job. I would say this kind of stuff's pretty high on the list. I like being able to hear from people and engage and actually be where these things happen. I mean, it's one thing to sit in an office in Seattle and talk about stuff conceptually. It's another to talk to people that have to live with all the issues. So I think ultimately, if I can be an enabler to get stuff done, then that makes me feel pretty good. We're a big company with a lot of complicated stuff, and sometimes things just take too long. So one of my things is, can I get involved in a way that's going to make this happen faster? And when I can actually affect that, that's a good day for me. Yes.
So I'm Amanda, working the service experience. My question is, what is the future of the return policy?
Okay, so when you're applauding, am I to take that you think we should make it stricter?
Yes.
So let me... What I can help with is some context and some perspective. It was a long time ago that I sat in a chair like yours and I asked the same question. The difference was I used to ask my dad, said, this is ridiculous. We are getting ripped off. It's horrible. And he'd say, our stores are more profitable and we do more business than everyone else we compete with. I think you have to look at it as an investment in that. If we believe that our returns were negatively impacting our results, we would change it. So is it fun to take back all returns? No. You know, it's the thing I get more often than anything else. A customer will come to me and say, I wanted to return this thing and you guys wouldn't take it back. And I guess it kind of is like back to the point about trying to worry about what you don't have. If you guys feel like your focus in life is to see how we can minimize returns, you're going to drive yourself crazy because we're going to take them back. So I think the return policy, of all the things we do, we probably get more credit for than anything else. It comes at a cost, but at least up to now, and this has been going on for generations, it's been worth it. I actually appreciate the ask the question because it means to me that you're acting like an owner at heart. You care about what's happening here and you don't want the company to get ripped off, and that matters. But I'm just trying to give you some context how it works. So thank you for that. How are we doing? You want me to wrap it up? Okay, we got one more.
Okay. Personal book.
Okay.
It says cards on file, even though it shows card on file. It seems that it doesn't recognize other credit. A non-Nordstrom card is not being recognized.
I think we have the answer.
I have the answer.
Okay. Way to go. Here you go. You need a microphone, though.
Okay. Hot off the press, I'm giving you a little preview. We just got this email today that effective Tuesday 4/2, third-party credit cards, Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express, etc., added to in-store customer accounts will be eligible for use for card on file.
All right.
Well, you've been heard and answered.
Now that is leadership in action, Perry. Did that literally just come out today?
Yes, this morning.
See, your company is on it. All right. I think this is a great place to close out. And what we're going to do now is we're going to pivot to recognizing and appreciating the awesome job the store did this last year. And because you guys were best in the company, we have a fabulous sash, a coveted chalice trophy, and a big fake check to award to Haas and your teams. Here we go. All right, so after the big town hall meetings, I'll typically have another smaller leadership meeting with the department managers at each store. Then I'll go on a floor walk through each department to chat one-on-one with the staff about their specific needs and concerns. This is always an enlightening experience to see how overall vision is translating to the sales floor and to learn about what's working and what's not.
I'm like, I really don't know.
Well, we're following you, so you better figure it out. Because
I found it.
All right, here we are. In the round.
I found it.
Well, good meeting, guys. The thing that strikes me, and I do a lot of these meetings, is I think if I were you, what I would try to take away from that, are there people sitting on stuff that's really important to them, and they're waiting for the once a year when someone named Nordstrom comes, and then they're going to let them, just let it rip. I think it reminds me that's really important when you're a department manager, that you're really in touch with your people and you're talking about all the time about things. Because no one should have to wait forever to talk to me to address, because a lot of these things are very tactical, they're very specific. You guys have to be a conduit of enablement. So when I talked about one of the things that's satisfying to me in my job is being in a position to be able to solve stuff and enable stuff to happen. You guys need to do the same thing. And I think you got to be in touch with your people. And if their people are frustrated about something, let's try to get them an answer. Any questions for me about anything? We covered a lot of topics out there, but I'm happy to talk about whatever you want to talk about.
I have a question. Yeah. Veronica Mendiola, I'm the rack store manager at Westgate. I got to go throw my rack plug in here.
Okay.
With the rack growth, we all heard it, right? And I look around and I'm like, okay, who's going to be my next peer? And I can share my experience all day with you guys, which I do often, on what I did and how I got here. But do you have any advice for this group here who maybe has never worked at the rack and wants to become a store manager?
Work at the rack, become a store manager. Most of it is you got to chase the opportunity. And I think about when I came up in this company, we were growing like crazy, and it created all kinds of opportunities. So, I mean, I had big jobs pretty young, and not because anyone thought I had some special talent. It was like we needed people. In those days, we only pretty much promoted from within. And so if you were willing to move, you were going to get opportunities. So I just said, I'll go anywhere. I'm all in. So I think the rack thing, if your goal is to have a big job in this company, what makes you valuable to the company is the sum of your experiences. And the more different experiences you have, the more valuable you are to our company. So if it's like, yeah, I've been in a full line store, and yes, I've sold, yes, I've been a manager, yes, I was in the rack, yes, I've been in corporate, yes, I was a buyer, like, okay, now you're talking about someone that's had a lot of experiences, understands what our business is, and maybe is a great candidate for even a bigger job here. So I would say the biggest thing about the rack thing is if you're chasing opportunity, that's where you should go, because that's where the growth is right now.
Obviously with San Francisco closing down, and that was the Bay Area flagship store, we look at ourselves as the flagship of the Bay Area. What advice can you give us to just continue, or what do you need from us to continue to help grow?
I will confirm you are the flagship of the Bay Area. We invested a lot of money in this store with the idea that there was a big opportunity to grow, and I think we're seeing that that's true. So I would say you should consider yourselves an elite class, and what goes with that is what?
Pressure.
Well, I wouldn't say it's pressure, but I'd say it's accountability. You guys have responsibility to deliver. I mean, it's like, okay, you want to be thought of as one of the most important stores in this company that makes a big impact? Okay. You're there. You want to have a job that has big impact? You got it. All right. So now let's do it. And a lot of people don't like that, but it strikes me you are the kinds of people that do like that. So I think it's fun. I say go for it. You've got a huge opportunity here to continue to grow and make an impact for the brand. I mean, certain stores have an outsized impact on the brand, and you're one of them. So we're counting on you.
Yes.
So I had a question. This is like more of like a personal question. Like I'm sure throughout your career you've worn so many different hats. There's a lot of new managers too. Like what would you say like you do yourself when there is a project that you work on and it just falls through? Like how do you pick yourself back up?
Like it doesn't work?
Yeah. Like it's like, man, I put all my heart and soul on this and like it didn't come
out.
I'm
batting 1,000. Everything I've done works.
Like, how do you pick yourself? Like, what do you do as a Nordstrom brother to pick yourself back up?
I think you just learn over time that you can't be married to any of the things. You got to keep going. And it's okay to try stuff and not have it work, but you just have to keep going. And the business evolves and it changes and you can't get nostalgic about it. You've got to think about where it's all going and we have to evolve and change with it. So, I mean, those are the things that I've learned from that.
Do you ever have to give yourself like a pep talk or anything where you kind of have to look in the mirror and say, I'm going to have a good day today. This is going to be great.
Well, Kent, as you know, because Kent and I spend some time together, I'm prone to probably being more cynical than I should be. And I think it's important, particularly when I'm interacting with people, that, you know, I put a positive spin on it. I have a consistent approach. I mean, what you don't want is someone like me coming in and going, I wonder what kind of mood he's going to be in today. Like, oh. And I learned that from a guy I used to work with because, God, you're always so consistent. You come in and he goes, like, that's a terrible manager if you're all over the place. That's a horrible experience for your crew. You got to be consistent and focused. And so, I mean, that was ingrained into me a long time ago. I don't know how good I am at it, but I think about that stuff. And like just this morning, I woke up like, okay, I got a lot of things to do. Okay, I'm going to do this, save the company. I go, but you know what? This is actually really the fun part of my job. And so I was like, it's fun. I'll bring it on. Let's answer questions. Let's have fun with it. I'll just walk around the store. And I mean, you know, we're not curing cancer here, folks. We're just trying to make people happy. So that's fun to do. But I have to remind myself sometimes because it's a complicated business and there's a lot of a pressure on us to deliver. But we have to keep focused on what is it that's actually going to help us deliver. And it ain't the stress of Wall Street.
Can you share what keeps you up at night?
Sure.
I love questions like that. We can ask me those types of questions. I'm a fan of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Business related, of course.
Yeah. Well, actually, I don't lose a lot of sleep about business stuff. If you ask me what's on my, I got a 12 and a 13 year old, and whatever shenanigans they're up to is of more concern to me and keeping me up at night than what's happening at Nordstrom. And part of it is, because Nordstrom's a well-oiled machine. We've got great people that do a really good job, and it's not about me. It's not like if I don't do something today, it's all gonna. I don't feel that pressure. I mean, I'm proud of it, and I want to contribute to it, but I don't feel like it's all on me. So it doesn't give me a ton of worry. I mean, I'm just like you guys. I mean, I worry about my family and my kids, my whatever's going on at home. I mean, that's the stuff that's on my mind when I'm sleeping or trying to sleep. But I sleep pretty well. I slept well last night. I sleep pretty well. I'll ask you guys, do you guys lose sleep about work stuff?
I just think.
See, but I know we got you. So I'm like,
well, that's
I don't have to worry about it.
That is the
because they're worried about it.
That is the most gratifying thing I could have, that you could have said. It almost chokes me up a little bit. I mean, that is meaningful, very meaningful. And it's true. And I feel that way about you all. I hope you feel that way about your teams. But yeah, I do stay awake at night sometimes or wake up in the middle of the night and like, oh, did I call Griselda back? You know, I mean, like, you know, she keeps me up at night. No, I'm just kidding. She doesn't. But I mean, we care. I think that's the fabric that holds us together is we care so much. We want to do well. We want to make you proud. To hear that you feel such confidence in us and all of us collectively is just, it's big. And it's not that I think all of us know it, but just to hear it, I hope you taped that because I want a version of that. I'm going to fall asleep at night with that.
Yeah, we're recording this.
That's podcast gold right there, Kim.
It matters. And you know, we spend a lot of time with each other here. So you all matter too.
All right, so look, it was fun just to have a chat with you guys. I like that. Thank you for giving me time, and we'll spend a little time walking around the store. I've got some time, so if you want to introduce me to people, whatever it is you want to do, I really have no agenda other than check out how you're doing. Thank you, and nice job. Hi.
Hello, sir.
How you doing? I'm Pete.
Chinese. Welcome to our store.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hey, how you doing? How are you? Good to see you. Yeah, really good. Thank you.
We're platinum pace setters.
I know. I saw your guys' picture this morning. I was paying attention.
Was it good pose?
Very good. You guys are great. You look really good. All right. I want to meet your team.
Number one guy.
What's your name?
Angela.
Angela, I'm Pete. Nice to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you.
Who's the number one seller?
Number one seller.
I mean, I like card opening, but yeah. I really like selling.
She's number two.
Okay, that's good. All right, come here. What's your name?
My name's Tarek.
Tarek, Pete, nice to meet you. Hi.
Oh,
hi.
Hi.
Terry, what's up?
What's your name?
Terry McLaughlin.
Hi, Terry, how are you?
And I just want you to know, and I just want to say one thing about her. I don't know.
You can say two if you want.
Well, and her too, but this one comes down when things are tight and we need help. Like, she's hands-on. She's amazing.
Thank you.
But I don't think, I go to different Nordstrom's and I'm like, does your manager come out and see all the departments? Because to me, that's teamwork.
Yeah.
She's that's not so just nice. Up in that little office.
I know. Thank you for your thank you for your comments. No. Yes.
I have a customer there who wants to say on.
Hi. What's your name?
I'm Josie Kamen.
Hi.
Well, you have the best shoe department world here. Everything.
You're making my day here. This is all good.
I'm going to tell you something. I just lost our poodle. He was 8 years old.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry.
He was the greatest poodle in the world. I'll show you some pictures.
That's pretty young for an 8-year-old.
He got cancer.
For a poodle to die. They live a long time.
He got cancer. But this is Julie. From Joe Malone.
Yeah.
And he loved her. And look at these pictures. He loved her. One time I was in the shoe department getting shoes, and she was at the Joe Malone counter right here where you can see from the shoe department.
Yeah.
He saw her and she saw him, and the both of them, he rolled up like this, and she came over and he went to her, and it was like, he loved this store. I'd say to him, Jockey, you want to go to Nordstrom? Oh, he got all excited. But I'll tell you a secret. I tried to take him to Bloomingdale's. He would not go in there. He was like he weighed 1,000 pounds.
He didn't like Bloomingdale's.
He would not walk in there, and I had to pick something up, and I had a young couple try to get him in. They couldn't get him in, and I finally dragged him in. I picked up what I had to get, but I couldn't get him. I couldn't get him to budge. It was horrible. He did not like Bloomingdale's, but Nordstrom's.
All right. Well, that's a smart dog. That's good.
There's a compliment from a poodle.
We'll take it.
It was so nice
thank
to
you.
Meet you.
Nice
You're
to meet
so
you too.
Sweet.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for talking with me.
All right. Let's keep going. Hi.
Welcome to beauty.
So are there any brands you don't have that you wish you had? If I told you could magically wave a wand over and add one thing,
tell which one we added.
I'm really excited that the store got Westman Atelier.
Okay, so you already got that.
We
so
did.
That's good.
Okay. Yes.
That's right really here. Great.
So if you could add anything else, what would you add?
Loving Prada Beauty right now.
Yes.
The skincare.
Do you guys have it?
We do not, no.
And then on fragrances, or anything you don't have that?
MFK is a hot seller.
That is a hot. Do you have it?
Nope.
No.
We
God,
don't
you should have
it.
That.
Yeah. Oh my God, I love this conversation.
This
thank
is
you.
Great.
What else can
I'm
we get?
I'm serious. If you could add anything else here you don't have, what would you want?
Essentials. As soon as we get a return, we sell them right away.
All right, I'm on it. So do you guys have it all here? Is there anything you don't have that you wish you had?
Oh, there is so much I
okay.
wish we had.
We'll give you a couple.
I would like more expansion on our fragrances.
Okay.
Perfumes like Marley would do great. It's a great introduction.
So you don't have MFK?
We don't.
Oh, you need that?
Yeah. Even by Rado, a lot of people ask. I know it's yeah, across
good.
The way, but do
that's
people
good.
Do
that's
ask
good.
For that? But we have a lot of people coming in for color. So something new like Prada would be nice here too.
Okay, I'm on it. If you could add one brand here, what would you add?
Zinnia.
I can work on Zinnia for it. I can do that.
No,
I'm not a problem.
No.
I can try.
That's huge here.
I can try.
If you do it, we take you out to a restaurant.
Okay.
Have a
That's
dinner.
A deal.
But a deal, huh?
That's a deal.
Okay.
You guys take me out to dinner if I can get it.
Next time when you stop by, we'll take you to dinner.
How about that?
We just received those last week. This is my favorite over there.
Yeah?
Yeah. The same thing.
That's good. I haven't seen that. I'm going to try one on. Let's see.
We'll sell it to you, Pete.
Would you?
Yes.
2X. That's too big. How about XL? Okay. There's XL. It's going to be too small, but we'll try it on.
So what is this exactly? I mean, this is a
This is a Nordstrom made jacket.
Blazer.
Online blazer.
I love that one.
It's supposed to be an XL, but it looks small.
It looks tiny.
Maybe 2X, huh?
But it'll just be more of this. It won't be longer. That's the problem. I mean, don't take it personally. Most things don't fit me.
I mean, is this just turning into a shopping thing now?
Yeah, you know, you learn stuff when you try things on, too. At least I do.
There's a mirror right there behind. Oh.
That's looking pretty sharp there,
Pete.
That
looks good on you.
Yeah.
I think I like it.
You
right?
do? See, I would guess you guys like, so you're trying to sell me a jacket.
No, I mean,
if it's like, really good though.
It does fit.
Yeah, no, yeah? That totally fits. You know, it's interesting, that jacket blurs the line between a jacket and a sweater.
You look handsome. Yeah.
It really.
Jacket.
See, now you know how to sell.
It really does.
Yeah, you should be hanging out in men's more often.
I mean, I wonder if that's the intent with the design.
I'll buy this from you.
Yeah.
How about that?
How much discounts do you get?
95.
95?
No, I get 33.
I'm sure people assume just because your name.
I think I'm going to take this today.
I'm sure that people assume.
Can you imagine me just coming in like, where's your diamonds? I'm going to take a few home today.
How'd it go? How was it?
I think things are good.
Yeah?
Yeah. There's a little more, some stuff to figure out down here. We talked about a few of them. But there's some choices. There's some things we could do.
Yeah.
I mean, like, one of the things you could do is put Active here. Is Active good here in the store?
Yes, it does very well.
I don't want to come in and redo this because the thing is, it'll make something better and something worse, and the net of all of it's going to be about the same. But I'm just thinking, just generally as a company, we want to do a better job of sending a message around youthful things.
I see wheels. I feel smiles. I'm so excited. I know it. I know you too.
Yeah. I mean, just taking a quick. I think it looks really good. Clearly people have done work here. You can tell. I mean, it's very orderly and it's very clean and probably easy to shop. I think my thing is more like, what are the moments of excitement? Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean we need all the fixtures all over, but we need moments where we can have discovery.
I love that you're so like heavily based in merchandising. It's like, I mean, we talk to people, but you know, it's like, it's nice that it's coming from you.
That's the exciting part though. Like, people are coming back into store.
So along the store side, we're like, oh, it's digital. Like, we're just going to put it out. We're going to get through it. We're going to sell it. And it's just really reinvigorating to be talking about a customer journey or how things are lit, like said, or don't put all of the Veronica beard out at one time. Like, let it breathe and show it respect, that kind of thing.
It just feels good to be talking about these things.
Yes.
Well, you guys are nice to hear me out here. I look forward to visiting you again soon. Store looks great.
Woohoo!
Here I go, you guys. I want to take this time to tell you that I'm very, very proud of you all. Each and every one made this happen. You care about each other, and most importantly, taking care of the customer. We won Anniversary Cup. We created new connections. We rewarded our customers and drove top performance 2 years in a row. We aimed high, and we did it, Hillsdale. Tiny but mighty. That being said, make me proud and do it again. Leave it better than you found it. Thank you.
Well, that's the show. That was a really productive trip to our stores there in the San Francisco Bay Area, and it was a lot of fun to celebrate the President's Cup victory with them. I just want to thank the folks there for working so hard and for being open to sharing some of their concerns with me. We really benefit from that feedback. They're doing a really great job, set a great example, and we're rooting for a lot more growth and success in the future. And to our listeners, as always, we're really glad you're with us on this journey, and we hope you keep listening. The easiest way to do that is to subscribe to the Nordy Pod wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, please take a minute to give us a like, a share, and a review so other people can find this thing too. For more information about the show, head to Nordstrom.com/NordyPodcast or follow us on our Instagram page at the Nordy Pod to stay up to date on new episodes, announcements, and more. We'd also really like to hear about your experience with Nordstrom, so if you have a story about how you received great service or even bad service, send us an email to nordypodcast@nordstrom.com. You can even give us a call and leave a voicemail, and you may just get a chance to talk to me personally on a future episode of the show. That number is 206-594-0526. And if you don't happen to have a specific Nordstrom story, we'd also just like to hear about your thoughts on the show itself. Do you have any guest suggestions or interest in parts of the business that we've never touched on in the podcast? Let us know. So don't be shy. Drop us a line and be part of the Nordy Pod. And make sure to tune in next time when I sit down with the executive chairman and chief creative officer of the brand by her own name, Tori Burch. Hey, I just heard that you just got a nice recognition. You're on the Time 100 list of most influential people in the world. Congratulations.
Can you believe it?
Yeah, I believe it.
It's pretty amazing. A big honor. It's super exciting. It's exciting for our team, really, because I certainly put it with them as well, because I feel that we're innovating together, and that's wonderful. But I'm deeply honored by that recognition.
Don't miss out on Tori's fascinating entrepreneurial success story next time on the Nordy Pod.